I am going to explain a process being from Catalonia and then right now at the global level, different people, different movements are working, trying to build alternatives to the current capitalist system, and mainly to build these alternatives in a self-management process. We see that the experience that there are many, many small autonomous self-managed initiatives everywhere around the world. People that not collaborate with the state, that not, it's not funded by private foundations or whatever, they self-manage, like you do here, for example, in Embrox. But when we try to network and we try to build something bigger, so not just to have a smaller systems in many places, but we try to build knowledge systems different than the capitalism to connect each other, to build a more broad autonomy, to not need anything from the capitalism or from the current states, then it becomes much more difficult to build that from self-management. So the experience that we have been working in since many years ago is try to get the way how to build traditional process, getting ways how to fund ourselves in the way how to build bigger autonomous self-managed structures. The first experience was just one action, no, that was 10 years ago. It was not so different that other people do perhaps in other places, used to rob the banks and from that action to distribute the money to begin that kind of movements. But this kind of action, it can be successful but not great as a sustainable way itself. Just was useful to boost the beginning of the process. So then since 2009-2010, was beginning a process in Catalonia with the Catalan Integral Cooperative trying to build this sustainable way of building another society by self-management, connecting all the ways of our needs from food, housing, education, health, energy, etc., trying to cover our needs. And if the first time it was like some kind of hacking the banks, the second time for building that process, we did a design about how to hack the state, how to hack the taxing system. So we created a platform and we invited the people to stop to work as a personal level and being taxed by the state, but contribute to the cooperative and contribute the taxes that they don't pay to the state, pay to the cooperative. And then the cooperative create a common fund, and with that common fund be building that alternative process of other institutions. So this has been happening in Catalonia since 7 years ago, and at some point becomes some dimension, like a movement with a few thousand people, 700 of projects, or perhaps something more than 1,000 of projects in all that time. And together with that autonomy of many cooperatives, many initiatives, a lot of people working for the commons, like 40, 50 people, decided by the assembly of the process to be working and supporting all the movement. You know, this has been happening with the cooperative Integral Catalana. But still, this was like the regional dimension and its main. Right now, the cooperative Integral Catalana is in a process of building the cooperative from the first one, so decentralizing more and being more localized and autonomous and coordinated in a confederal way. At the same, so 3 years ago, it was in another process with the same idea, with the same vision, that we call Integral Revolution, trying to build a process of self-management and getting enough resources for building it at the global level. And this was a process that we did with FIFO. So if in the first action was hacking the banks, and the second was hacking the state, in the third one, it's been hacking the money markets. So when FIFOF was designed choosing a digital currency, a decentralized currency, FIFOF, as a transition tool for building that ecosystem at the global level that can be useful for support the building of autonomy, the building of self-management in many places of the world. Creating networking, learning one of the others, and then building together and not isolate anymore. That vision for making real and more important around the world. So, because we discovered that powerful technological tool and monetary tool that is Bitcoin and all the similar coins that come later, we was thinking how to use that in the benefit of the self-management of the alternative economy and not in the benefit of decentralized capitalism that is around Bitcoin. So we chose Filecoin for doing that. We was accumulating many of the Filecoins that was already created. We didn't create Filecoin, we just adopted it, and the initial developers abandoned it. So we was taking as many coins as we was able, and be prepared for creating Filecoin, and then use the growing of value that Filecoin is going to have. And this is because of the difference of a credit currency. When they are more useful of the currency, it's not created more coins, but the way how to cover the demand is price value. No, because the number of coins is limited by the software, by the mathematics. So, there are no transits in a central part that can create more coins, so the solution for that is to be decentralized and nobody can create more coins. And this has a consequence that is the value who grows in this process. So we know that this for itself is not a model of currency that is going to create equality inside the system, but can be used in a way that can build that equality somewhere else that is around the world. Can empower the social movements, the global movements, to have the capacity to be self-organized around the world and build another system together. So that is in the way that we are working. In these 3 years, we have been improving the technology to make it cooperative and not competitive, like is Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, etc. They are all basically in competition between computers to get the next blocks. So in the case of Filecoin, it's cooperation, full cooperation. So everyone gets the same number of blocks and this is distributed in an equal way. And at the economic level, because for creating a real adoption of people being able to use it and understand their usability, we decided that we are going not to trust the market for putting price, but we are going to make a global assembly, a global process, to decide together which is the price that we want to give to our currency. So it's a genuine way of self-management to be able to value the currency itself in a political process, not in the market. We have been doing that. When the network is ready, when the ecosystem is ready for a growth, we might the value go up related euro and the official currencies, and with that, all the cooperative, all the movements who are joining it, see how the savings grow in value related to the official system. No, that is because it's a way of helping, because usually the powerful money markets attack the weak economies and they get the resources with the inflation and things like that. So, For centuries, people have lost a lot of ownership, a lot of resources, a lot of capital, because they control that the people more powerful of the world do on the money. With Filecoin, we are like revenging on that, let's say, and we are recovering value to be used for the common, for the vision of modern society by city cooperation and self-management. So this is in the way that we are building it, and on that time also has been created different ways how to make more useful for payments, for also supporting local currencies. Still, we have not been collaborating with Kenya, but we want to do in the future. But there are already people in many different countries, more than 30 countries, that they combine their local currencies, their local mutual credits, their local communities, their autonomous initiatives, with being part of that process, with their full autonomy at the same time supporting to build. And also has been created some other tools for building that autonomous economy. For example, learning from the experience of the integral cooperative, has been built Freedom Co. Freedom Co, like the integral cooperative, built a platform for anyone self-employed to invoice themselves and stop to pay taxes to the state and pay a fee based on their incomes to the common fund, and with that is distributed money to the local nodes. That is the way how the movement is organized at the local level. No? Here in Greece, there are different local nodes. There are here people that is from the local node of Athens. There are Heraklion in Thessaloniki, and like this, there are in many other places in the world. So we try to build at the same time the global self-management and also support the local one that basically help to connect people that is building this kind of alternative from one country, from one region to others. So the local nodes are these connectors that facilitate the local movements that otherwise will have not know about each other or will not know how to be communicated together. So facilitate this communication to happen and create collaborations. For example, just currently there are a collaboration between the local node of Guatemala and the local node in Athens, and other network of local nodes that can be supporting too, to make a campaign for getting cooperative fair trade coffee from Guatemala, and at the same time, so with that coffee support, that this will be the campaign for the tax of coffee in Greece. Because as you know, the memorandum this year came with more taxes on the coffee. The coffee is at the same time an important tool for the social and trade economy. So these taxes affect directly the social trade economy in Greece. So we are working with this kind of collaboration to find the situation and support this disobedient coffee to come to Greece. So this is examples how grassroots collaboration is being created, and right now this is just the beginning. In fact, when FICO was launched, as I said, we gathered an important part of all the 5 months, and the most important part of it was safe in what is called the 5 funds. That 5 funds are global funds of 5 points that are envisioned to be used in the future for supporting grassroots initiatives around the world, for supporting initiatives for the commons, for supporting technology for freedom in different ways. Right now, we can see that the value of, after 2-3 years, the value of that fund is already about 1 million or 2 million of euros. And this is just the beginning of the way how we are creating value by this hacking. As more movements are going to join and are going to use it, we will be able to have more amount of money value recovered and being able to distribute in a way that without depending of foundations, of corporations, of estates, etc., we will be able to self-manage the building of the part of our alternatives that needs money, because there are many things that don't need money, like has been commented, but forgetting medium of exchange, forgetting machines for production, for many things we still need money, and perhaps for building a society without money, we need money. So that's the process for empowering ourselves and building a strong relations for really not just fighting and surviving the capitalism at the local level, but have a plan to empower ourselves at the local, regional, and global level to fight the capitalism with some of the tools, but especially for with our tools that are cooperation, solidarity, mutual aid, etc. I let here the introduction, and also we can add some questions or perhaps something else related, Caroline, or the, what the projects have in common, or what you do, whatever you want.